Welcome back to the Resonant Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am so excited to be joined by Dr. Courtney Gowan in this episode. Dr. Courtney is a visionary chiropractor, author, and entrepreneur whose work is revolutionizing the landscape of prenatal, pediatric, and family wellness. As the founder of Free to Be Chiropractic in Addison, Texas, she has spent over a decade guiding thousands of women through empowered pregnancies with her signature blend of gentle, intuitive, and deeply aligned chiropractic care. With a profound reverence for the natural rhythms of the body, Dr. Gowan is a leading advocate for holistic birthing, intuitive healing, and the reclamation of feminine wisdom. Her book, The Barefoot Mama, is a soul-stirring guide that merges ancient birthing traditions with modern holistic practices, helping women reconnect with their bodies, and birth in full alignment with their highest expression. Expanding her mission beyond the clinic, she launched Barefoot Retreats, immersive wellness experiences set in sacred high vibrational locations like Tulum, Cabo, Costa Rica, and Greece. These retreats are more than just getaways. They are portals for transformation, inviting women to rediscover their sovereignty, release limiting beliefs, and step into a new paradigm of health, intuition, and self-empowerment. Dr. Courtney's expertise in prenatal chiropractic. Dr. Courtney's expertise in prenatal chiropractic and perinatal wellness has led to her appointment as the sole chiropractor on an advisory board for the UT Southwestern Medical Center, focusing on bridging holistic and conventional medicine in the field of perinatal mental health. As a sought-after speaker, educator, and mentor, she shares her wisdom with chiropractors and students worldwide, igniting a movement of heart-centered consciousness healthcare. As a single mother of three daughters, Dr. Courtney intimately understands the journey of motherhood, resilience, and divine feminine leadership. She embodies the balance so many women seek, merging career, family, and purpose with grace. Her mission is to create a community of empowered mothers, healers, and birth keepers, helping women embrace their innate strength, trust their intuition, and birth their babies and their dreams with confidence, power, and ease. Welcome back to the Resonant Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and today I'm joined by Dr. Courtney Gowan.
I'm so happy to be here.
I've been looking forward to this conversation so much for years. Mm-hmm. You are just traveling the world, living vivaciously, abundantly, and living most people's dreams. I resonate with that so much. It's so important to just live expansively and do mm-hmm. what you love.
Absolutely.
And every single day, just being mm-hmm. in that amazing flow, that expansiveness without limitations. So
absolutely.
You do it better than most people out there.
And it's so nice to have like a soul sister in that. And I feel like we've kind of seen each other from afar, and I've just been like fangirling you for so long. So it's so fun to be here.
Oh, same here. Okay, yes. So tell me a little bit about this mindset that led you to living this life of your dreams. And tell us a little bit about what this means, because I can definitely brag about this a lot from my side,
Yeah.
But I'm sure it feels differently mm-hmm. from your perspective, what that is like, and that story that led you to this.
Absolutely. And I think it's something we both resonate on, of an innate led life.
Yes.
And really coming into life through a lot of dark times, you know, like I think it's the pain, the trauma, like everything that was such a gift that was on the way and not in the way, that gave me this life and the ability to tap into that innate led life, where I just tapped into the voice on the inside.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I actually want? Mm-hmm. Like, what is like, does this align with me? Does it not? Mm-hmm. And I think it was through deep healing that allowed me to access that voice mm-hmm. and to actually tap into what I wanted mm-hmm. and what I needed for my life.
Yes.
And then it was funny, whenever you tapped into that, things just start happening.
Yes.
Doors start opening.
Yes,
and like you just have a vision that you just like, mm-hmm. I don't have goals I work for. I work for moments.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. So there's these key moments in my life that I put myself into, and I feel like every single moment of that moment, I'm like, that's the moment I want, right? And so I have a moment in my relationship that I want that I'm working for. I have a moment in business that I want that I'm working for. And I feel that fully when I'm setting goals and like
Huge.
really kind of moving through this life of flow. And then I just is an align with that moment. And if it does get me on that way, then it's for me. And if it doesn't align with that moment, it's not for me.
And don't be distracted and scattered with that. Don't waste your time.
Yes,
We have
exactly.
so
You
much
can't
life
have fun
left.
on the way, but the big steps in life, do they align with that moment of that innate based connection, or do they not?
I love that. That is so beautiful. And what an amazing way that you're framing that too, with that feeling in that moment. Because with that's where like the quantum world will align with it further. So you're bringing in like a magnetism to you into your life where you're feeling abundance of joy, you're feeling this freedom, this excitement, the love, and you're able to create more of these types of moments because really our feelings, the way that they are so expansive to the universe, they'll put out that energy forward into that
It's
timeline
like a
into
radio,
then.
like a frequency that you put out, and if it aligns, then it comes right back in.
I love
It's
that.
really beautiful, and it's crazy to see, like
It
once you
is.
get to that point. And I think
Yes.
that goals are so left-brained,
They are.
paper, pencil, write them down, things like that. But when you live for moments, then you start to tap into the quantum goal setting, which
Exactly. And you
is
crave
fun.
it. It draws you forward from a heart-centered approach. It just is so easy to wake up each day and just be so zealous about this.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
It's amazing. What an
fun.
incredible message.
Oh.
Okay, and so what this looks like in Dr. Courtney's life, it's amazing. So she travels the world. She's created this incredible company called Wonder Learn Retreats, where you're helping to inspire other practitioners and just anyone who is ready to be empowered with learning, with knowledge, with curiosity. And
Absolutely.
they go to the most beautiful places around the world. And so I've been watching this. I'm going to definitely join one of these retreats soon.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
it's such a beautiful way to be in those moments, experiencing in a way that is so fulfilling and feelings. And then, of course, the knowledge and the learning and the what you're bringing in, the experience itself is
Absolutely.
transformational and
Absolutely.
creates a powerful shift in mindsets that then they're able to align with that deeper purpose, with those living for the moments. I love that. So tell us a little bit more about that and that development.
It was really interesting. Whenever you talk about healing, is I went through a divorce and it shattered the framework of everything I thought I wanted in my life, but it was at the same time the greatest gift. And so Wander Learn was a birth and a child of the divorce, of me taking time, disrupting my natural rhythm of life, of being in Dallas, and I would take a weekend and go to Tulum. And I would sweat, yoga, move,
I
like do
love
all
it.
of these things. And I came back each time a better mother, a better healer, a better doctor, a better woman. And then there was so much healing from disrupting my rhythms. I said, I think other people need this. And I felt like fully healed from the divorce. Like we're all good friends now. Like we travel
Good.
together. Like
That's
it's
amazing.
beautiful. Like my girls have 3 girls, they're 5, 7, and 9. They're so like well connected
That's
because of the
amazing.
healing that was accessible through these mini retreats. And so I put them out there. We had a few retreats in Tulum. And I said, well, I really hate the way we get our continuing education as doctors. Like I hate conference rooms. I hate like right, like I like,
We're
oh,
so
it's so nasty. And
restrictive.
I was like, what if we did our CEs on a yacht in Greece?
Of
Or what if
course.
we did them on a surfing retreat in Costa Rica? So I started like putting all of these continuing education retreats together so we can travel as a business write-off and then be able to get our CEs, but also heal the healer while
I
we're
love
there.
that. Oh my goodness, that's
And then it turned
amazing.
into an entire platform where anybody with a following, we built a system that they add retreats to their business model. And so these
That's incredible.
entrepreneurs are, they're traveling the world. We're curating and making everything
Yes.
happen. They're making money. They're traveling. They're teaching. They're
I
calling.
love it.
We're opening up a whole new realm for
That's
practitioners to
so
step into.
beautiful. Wow. There is so much administration and groundwork and planning that goes into retreats. I've hosted them before and I know the hard work that
It's a
it goes
lot. So we
into.
just take that off your plate
Amazing.
and then you just show up with your people.
Yes.
It's so nice.
And then you're living expansively
Yes,
and in the flow and
exactly.
enjoying the
And then
process.
you get to dance with other people's dreams and
Wow.
make them happen and like kind of sit and curate with them and say, all right,
Yes.
cool, let's make that happen.
Wow.
So it's fun.
Wow. I love the way you express, the way that you talk and communicate. It is so beautiful and it just like allows for that resonance. I'm sure everyone that is listening to this episode is already getting their hearts tugged and pulled into this sense of like, how can I get involved? How can I live this
Yeah,
expansively?
exactly.
Live for these moments and these experiences.
Yeah, you live for moments. Like
Yes.
it really is like the most important thing. Because
Yes.
I took my daughter on a trip this past weekend, and there was a moment where we took a speedboat out in the Bahamas to go
Wow.
swim with
So
the fans. And there
fun.
was a moment she was so nervous to get on the boat. I said, "No, baby, come on, come on, come
Yeah.
on, it'll be okay." Halfway through that boat ride, she is like living her best life, and I was like, "This is the moment. Like,
Yes,
this is the
that
moment." Yeah,
fire in us, and she's taking
the
the
joy.
courage and the
Yes,
confidence. And now
yes.
she's like, okay, I know that
Exactly.
this is what life is,
Yeah,
living
that's why we
fun.
love travel, you know.
Wow. And you know, how many people live for planning moments like that eventually down the road in the future? I
When
will
I
go on a trip like
retire,
that. It's on my
yes.
bucket list. You know,
Yeah.
it just like kicks that can down the road so far.
Yeah.
But it's so sad how there, it's like so many opportunities are missed for these moments. And every
Yes.
day, every single year, they could start experiencing these with their family, like
Yes.
growing up. And it makes it
Exactly.
so doable. Like the way that you are creating
Absolutely.
this, it is easy
To be
to
able to travel
comprehend.
as a business write-off, you know, like with
Yes.
your family.
I love
That was like
that.
really important to say, you know what? How do we make this accessible? Because
That's
I
so
know how
good.
incredible this is. I just wanted
Yes.
everybody to experience it.
Yes. Well, the mindset of children getting to experience this, like their brains are growing so quickly. Neuroplastically, they're connecting so many neurons. And it's like the possibilities of what they realize when they're young allows them to just think without limitations in the
Yes.
future for their own life. So, like imagining how what your girls are experiencing and how they're getting these. This opportunity to see that the world is literally limitless. The world
Yes.
is their pool. They can just
Yeah.
experience whatever they
It's
want
their
to.
playground.
Yes, spin the globe, say, this is how we do it. And that's so simplified and easy. Now, for that mindfulness, what are some of those things that you've seen them incorporating into even their school learning and how they're taking on certain classes or choosing their subjects expansively and
Yeah,
with excitement
absolutely.
and joy because they have gotten to see the cultures of
Yeah,
other lands and experience
absolutely. I
that.
think it's so important. I think travel is the best gift we can give to our
Yes.
children, and being able to share the world with them. And I think that I think in chiropractic, we always say, like, stand on the shoulders of giants. Like,
Yes.
your children should stand on where you are in life, and you elevate them up to where
Yes.
they can go to infinite
Yes.
possibilities. So for my girls, I give them a travel atlas, and they get a 101 trip every year because I'm a single mom.
That's
And so it's
amazing.
3-on-1 all the time, like zone defense. It is crazy.
Wow.
And so I say, I really want and I crave that 101 time with
Yeah.
them. And so I say, here's your atlas. You plan the trip and we'll make it happen. And so it's very sweet to watch them kind of go through the atlas and be like,
Yes.
okay, Capri saw Swimming with the Pigs and she was like, I am sold. And it's a
Love
sweet
that.
time, but it also teaches them about the world, about different
Yes.
cultures, about how to travel and navigate and
Wow.
move through the world. And then my ex-husband and his wife, they're world travelers as well.
Yes.
And so they kind of get that
Good.
from both
Yeah.
households. And then
Wow.
speaking to education, we're in a beautiful school that allows them 2 days in school, 2 days homeschool.
Yes,
And so
good.
there's a
That's
collaborative
amazing.
model that you're able
Yes.
to have that curiosity of
Wow.
being involved in their
I
education.
love it. Okay, so
Yeah.
this is my list for my future traveling.
I got
I love that.
you.
That's
That's funny.
amazing. Wow, and it also opens them up to like the culture and the history of certain locations as well as languages.
Yes,
Language is
absolutely. It's about
so,
the age of them. They're so young to
yes.
get exposed to.
Wow, what are some of the other languages that they've dabbled with?
So Spanish,
Yeah,
obviously, they're in
good.
Spanish class. And then The last trip we took was to Greece,
Cool.
and Capri, she had a school project
Yes.
about like the ancient Olympics. And
Amazing.
so my
That
ex
is
actually
so
came
fun
up
to
with the
go.
idea, and he was like, why don't we take them to Olympia? And so
Yeah.
they got to experience that. And so I think even when you're there, they're in Latin in
Yes.
school. And so we like kind of look at the Latin words and
Yes.
talk about how they transcend to all the different languages.
That's so
So
brilliant.
yeah,
Oh my gosh.
that's
Okay,
fun.
so on my bucket list, you've just added like 20 things. I love it. It's amazing. So incredible. Okay, now closer to home, let's talk a little bit about how you have this incredible village that you've created, this community. And it's so beautiful that you're creating space for so many to come together with like-minded individuals. Pregnancy, prenatal, chiropractic, you do work with pediatrics, you help with so many different angles. So tell us a little bit about your practice.
So I've been in private practice 10 years, and it's been prenatal, pediatric,
Yes.
chiropractic. And then I just through a serendipity of events was able to take over the entire building, which is a
Wow.
3,000 square foot
That's amazing.
Victorian home. And
That's
I couldn't afford the
incredible.
overhead. So I
Yeah.
was like, oh no, let's figure this out. And so I brought in all these different
Yeah.
practitioners from everything from pelvic floor physical therapy
Nice.
to acupuncture to
Yes.
massage to ozone,
Wow.
IVs,
Yes.
PT, like you name it, we've brought it in. And it's just been this ecosystem of maternal healthcare for 10
Wow.
years. And
Incredible.
then dove into commercial real estate development
Yes.
this past year. And that has been the Wild West. And I have gotten a full education on what
Yes.
developing real estate is like.
Right.
But also, I saw the need that we have for women to
Yes.
develop real estate in the wellness
Wow.
space. Because
Yes.
our number one consumer of healthcare and retail are both women, and all of
Yes.
our spaces are designed by men. I'm sorry.
Right.
I know there's some female developers out there and I want to talk to you, but at the same
Yes.
time, like,
Yeah.
where is the beauty? Where are the
Right.
special touches? And
Yes.
everything that we're developing at the Nest Wellness Village is based on the standard of a newborn. So, newborn needs twice as much vitamin D,
Yes.
light, natural light. Their respiratory rate is twice that as much as a normal, like an adult, because
Yes.
of their cerebellum. And so, whenever they have that high respiratory rate, they're breathing in double the amount of
Yes.
oxygen. So, clean air,
So
clean
crucial.
water, like everything that we're building materials, things like
Yes.
that, are focused on a non-toxic real estate experience for commercial development.
I love
Wild,
this. This is so important. Oh my
right?
goodness, I've been seeing this need and speaking about this need for so long, and I'm so thrilled that you're filling this need. And it's like there's so many, like you said, the toxins, and then it's creating these super biotoxins like mold that's living off of the VOCs and all the fire retardants and so many things that now that mold is just so exacerbating to our and inflammatory
Just
to
our
our little
life
systems.
experience.
Yeah, so that's
Absolutely.
amazing that
So
you're
I think
creating
it's
this in a new
just
way.
really, and I think whenever you do business, if you do it alone and you have your office space and you're doing it, but what can happen if you come into an
Yes.
ecosystem of like-minded businesses that are
Yes.
all working together in referrals, and that just 10x
Wow.
your business as
Yeah,
being able to be a part
absolutely.
of the village. So
I love it.
it's a
That's
wild
incredible.
journey though. So it's been fun to learn.
Wow. This is making me so excited. Okay, so there's so many things that I know are just piquing interests of various people that are the listeners. So I think we've mentioned several different angles that now anyone that's in the maternity space, maybe they're either in the fertility journey or in pre-pregnancy planning, and then they're pregnant or they've had pregnancies multiple and they want to know how to have the healthiest versions or raise their babies in the healthiest ways. So what are some of your clinical pearls, the gems of life, and just what have you been inspired by that you could share with our
So it's
listeners?
exciting. I just wrote a book and it's coming out this Friday.
Oh, I'm so
And
excited.
it's really interesting because I took the concept of blue zones from
Yes.
around the world. So we love travel. I love
Yes.
blue zones. If you don't know what a blue zone is, it is where they've studied these five regions around the world where people live to be 100 year plus and they have the
Yes.
highest concentration of centenarians. And so I said, what are we doing in these longevity hotspots?
Yes.
and daily rhythms in daily life.
Right.
And what if we took those principles and applied them into pregnancy and designed a roadmap to human flourishing
Yes.
from the womb?
I
Because
love
that's where all of our DNA
it.
connections, all of our long-term health, they're showing it starts in utero. And
Wow.
so whenever you start to abide by these principles that are so simple,
Yes.
they're so health is so simple when you get down to the basics of it and you apply them to pregnancy, even infertility and
Yes.
fertility and infant
So
loss and
crucial.
all these things
Yes.
that we deal with on a daily basis,
Yes.
where we look at just the back to simplicity of what are these blue zones doing and how do we apply them to our daily rhythms in pregnancy, postpartum, and
Yes.
into motherhood for that
Yes.
innate based motherhood experience. So
Wow, I
that will
love
be
that.
available this
I'm so
Friday,
excited for
hopefully.
this.
And
That is
it's on Amazon.
amazing.
So
Wow. Okay. That's incredible because that is so important that we're bringing in this awareness and this knowledge and knowing that we can own how we create this here. We create our own little blue zone bubble,
Exactly.
in our own ecosystem, in our own
Yes.
environments. And
Yes.
we can control this
Yeah.
just with empowerment and knowledge. I love it.
Exactly.
Where does mindfulness come into this? Because with so many pregnancy cases, I think there's a lot of like fear and anxiety and uncertainty about this journey, especially around like the birthing story and what that's going to look like. And they hope for certain things, and then sometimes they're not feeling empowered whenever they actually get to it, especially if they're trying to deliver in a hospital rather than maybe at a birthing center or at home. So mindfulness is such an important component to pregnancy. What are some of those things that you could share with our listeners around mindfulness and just how
That's
important that is to
huge. No,
neuroplasticity?
mindfulness is everything. There's even a chapter in the book that's the neurology of birth and
Ooh.
like how we train our amygdala
Yes.
to actually respond to external stimuli
Yes.
whenever we're in that fear
Wow.
or external stress. But I think mindfulness boils down to where is your mind on a daily
Yes.
basis,
Yes.
and how do you curate the environments that your mind is in to allow that trust in your body. And so if your mind is on social media, or if your mind is in a book, or if your mind is at work, or if your mind is on TV, what are you scrolling on social media? Is it empowering? Is
Yes.
it building trust? Is it programming your subconscious to actually, like whenever I was pregnant, I curated my entire social media to
Yes.
positive birth stories and home birth
Right.
stories and all of these things that I was like, oh my gosh, this is possible.
Yes.
And so it's curating your environment to, it's
Right.
not just sitting and meditating and like pushing your baby out like in your mind 100 times. Like they think of mindfulness as something that's like unattainable, or it's like, no, it's like, where is your mind on a daily basis? And how do you curate that
Yes.
environment that your mind is living in from the external sources?
I love that. That is so empowering. And it is, it truly does actually change our reality. You
It
mentioned
does.
the quantum physics of reality and the shifts that we can create. Like the energetics are so powerful and it's in our field, it's in our frequencies. And that actually makes me think about, parenting. I'm not a parent myself yet, but it is important. Like our fields are communicating to our babies, and even infants are communicating back with their fields. And just there's so much perception that clairsentience is so powerful as children.
Oh, it's
So
unreal. And
tell us
I
about
read
that.
something the other day. It was like babies think that they are still a part of their mother until age five. Like
Yes.
they just still neurologically
Wow.
believe like
Yes.
that's I'm one with my
Yep.
mother.
That
Like
makes
it's just
sense.
super interesting.
Wow.
And then you get into the mycochimerism,
Yes.
myco, where the cells from your baby live on in your neurology and your body
Yes.
forever.
It's
Like they did
so
cadaver
beautiful.
studies and they
Yes.
saw infant like cells from the
Yes.
stem cells in the mother's brain.
Yes.
And fun fact is, if there's ever like an injury during pregnancy, the baby will send stem cells through the umbilical cord
So
to the
beautiful.
bloodstream for
Yes.
mother's healing.
To help her heal. That's
Yeah,
so
and I
sweet. I love
love like if you want
that.
to like really believe in something
Yes.
greater than us, just study
Yes.
pregnancy. It is
Absolutely. It's
unreal. We create
incredible.
a whole organ within
Yes.
an organ, which is our placenta and our uterus. Like it's, I can nerd on it
Yes.
all
Same
day.
here. Actually, let's do because our
Okay.
listeners would love the science and love nerding out about this. And, like, even I had a client in earlier, she's 9 months.
She's like 2 weeks before our delivery date and our guest date. And so we were just talking about how important all these different communication signals are. This is our first one. So she's just geeking out about this, nerding out about it. Like, for example, whenever she's breastfeeding the baby is communicating through the saliva to the receptors on the nipples that are now perceiving what nutrients they should put in. And those nutrients are mobilized to her breast milk real time within those few minutes that the baby's breastfeeding to give immune system factors, give an immune boost, or just give the opportunity for the baby to have the right nutrients where it may have a little deficiency in brain tissue or thyroid or whatever.
It's unreal.
So
So
cool.
beautiful.
What are some of these other receptors and like communication signals and things that happen? Like,
I
I know
just,
skin to skin contact,
oh, yeah,
that's a huge one.
absolutely.
Like the sweat glands from the baby, that's giving sweat to the mom, or basically like now our pores are picking up on that. That communicates if the baby is detoxing out certain types of toxins. And then a wheal prep with that next level of breast milk to help with the binding agents that the baby needs to clear those toxins. So
It's
it's like
unreal.
mold toxins can get cleared like that. Even heavy metals, you know, microplastics can also be communicated through the detox. It's so
It's
powerful.
amazing. I think my favorite, I think when you study these things and while you're pregnant, it delivers more trust into your body whenever you step into that birth space. But I think one of my favorite ones is that they did a study at UT Southwestern that whenever the lungs are ready to breathe air, the lungs release surfactant, like SR1 and SR2, from the baby's lungs into the mother's bloodstream. And that has been shown to trigger contractions in uterus.
I
So
love
literally,
that.
whenever your baby is ready to breathe oxygen, the baby will say, "Here's my surfactant, deliver it to the mother." That will start the positive feedback loop of labor and
That's
actually sending it
beautiful.
in. So it's just like there really is a beautifully intelligent design, even into how our bodies are made. Like if you look at just our structure and musculoskeletal, the round ligaments, which tether the uterus to the pubic bone, are the only ligaments in the body with smooth muscle tissue component. And so they are the only ligament that can actually stretch, and they stretch 1,000 times their normal size from
That's incredible.
preconception to
Make space.
baby. So it's just like when you start to
I
fall
love
in
it.
love with like the design of pregnancy and the beauty of it, like you naturally start to say, wow, like we were beautifully designed to do this. Like it's meant to
And owning
be.
that power and that
Oh
capacity
yeah.
without
Yeah.
fear whatsoever, doubt, that is so important and so empowering for the mother to get to know that and feel that before she goes in. And then after she starts the labor, just staying in that knowing and trust. And is there, tell us a little bit about what that's like to really be in that space, because it's like another world. Like, you'll
It
just
is.
join your
You
own little
do.
realm and everything else is blocked out. You're just so in tune with your baby. And like, I've been able to assist with quite a few births, so I know about this process from everyone else. But I'm sure you can also share from your perspective, like, what is that like to be able to be just in this beautiful rhythm with the baby, with the contractions, just knowing that your body has it, so you don't even have to mindfully do
You don't have
anything.
to
You just
think
are
about it.
being. And whenever there is that release into that fluidity and that flow, then that's where that peace is occurring. So
So it's really interesting. Every time I talk about pregnancy, I say there's a physical, mental, and spiritual birth that you can have. And
Oh,
I've been
I love
able
that.
to have all three. Like my
Wow.
first birth, like I was a CrossFitter and like very a college athlete. Like so my first birth, I looked at it as like a physical event.
Marathon.
Yeah,
I
exactly. It was like, this is my AMRAP. Like,
got
I'm gonna work for 30 seconds, I'm gonna rest for 2 minutes.
this.
Like, and that's how I got through
I
birth. And
love the
that was
mindfulness
like
of
my
that.
physical birth. And it was like came time to push, I heard push and I pushed a baby out and ripped to a third degree tear. And I was like, okay, well, let's talk about our second birth, which is a mental birth, where I said, you know what? I'm going to educate myself on all the stages of labor. I'm going to educate myself on the fetal ejection reflex, like everything that there is to learn about
birth. I learned
Yes.
it. So I had this like mental birth. And so I had a great second water birth at home and just like
Wow.
pushed her out. It was great. Like it was just like, okay, I did
Yeah.
this. And then for my third birth, I had that spiritual birth that
Wow.
put me into that phase. And I started reading and listening to podcasts where so many midwives will say, right before a baby's about to enter this realm, there's a shift and change in color and smell and energy. Like
Wow.
nobody could really put like a tangible like words to it.
Yes.
But I will tell you, I felt that. And it was in that moment that I was going through labor and my last birth was an hour long, start to
Wow.
finish.
Yes.
And I actually delivered her on my own,
Oh,
unassisted. Nobody made it.
that's
And
so
she was a 10
precious.
pound baby,
Oh
like
my
came out. Like it was a wild birth.
How
But at the same
precious.
time, I remember standing in my living room and feeling that immediate gravity of a
Wow.
soul is about to enter this world. And I felt time stand still. And I felt like this dance of this baby starting to come out. And then, like, screaming, contract, like, birth is primal. Like, you're gonna scream and you're gonna,
Course.
like, become like a warrior. Like, I love like the orgasmic birth and things like that. That's just
Yes.
not me. I'm a feeler.
Yeah.
And so I felt that. And it, like, she, like, I felt ahead and I
Wow.
was like, oh my gosh. And like, a baby was born. So
Oh,
it's just like,
that's so
there's
beautiful.
definitely that
Wow.
mindset whenever you're kind of walking through of like, where are you? How have you
Yes.
curated that physical, mental, or spiritual? And what's the experience that you want?
Yes.
And you are in complete control of that. If you want a
I
C-section and
love
that's
it.
where you want your baby to come in, have the C-section. If
Right?
you want to have that baby at home, free birth, have your free birth.
Yes.
Like it's getting to
Own
your
it.
truth of what you
Yes.
want because there's no wrong way because you are the mother and you have that truth of what
Yes.
you want. You just have to access
I love that. That is so beautiful.
it.
Oh my gosh. Just
It's
hearing you talk about this, wow, that touches me so deeply.
beautiful.
Oh, and there's such a component too of you listening to that little spirit, that other being, and you're so connected already throughout the entire pregnancy. So
Absolutely.
you know their soul.
Yes.
And then whenever you're like actually really in tune and listening, then you're in that rhythm with them. And
You are.
so, and there's the primitive reflexes are in place to help them with
The
this
Gallant
process.
reflex, whenever
Yes.
the uterus squeezes, it's like the
Yes.
Gallant reflex actually shifts them over to that left
So
anterior occiput.
precious. Yes.
It's wild. Like it is, I
Love
could talk about
that.
this all day. It's
Yes, please.
wild.
That's so cool. So they're like crawling themselves out, like
Yes.
army crawling. They're moving out.
Exactly.
And that's in that rhythm. And as long as the mother is really just listening to only that rhythm of listening to the baby, listening to her body's responding, there is that beautiful dance
And that's why
that's.
chiropractic is so important because
Yes.
we allow that mother to connect through her nervous system. And
Yes.
we also take away that tension or anything inhibiting that
Yes.
baby from shifting or moving or the pelvis opening and baby
Yep.
releasing. Like, that's why I love that we do get to do
Yes.
this every day in
Yes.
chiropractic
That
care. It's
biomechanical release,
unreal.
that nervous system stimulation,
Yes.
so crucial, such an important component.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and it's beyond just birth too, because really this is like every single day, every moment is like a birth. It's
It
like
is.
you mentioned actually back at the very beginning of this
Yes.
episode, this is where it is so important that we feel so empowered that every single day, what are we creating? And when our nervous system is aligned and we're able to feel that sensory experience, like that clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance of that, we're in tune. We're
Absolutely.
feeling and expressing fully without those limitations.
Yeah, it's
Wow.
really beautiful and it's just your choice. And
Yes.
I think we go through rhythms of life. Like I think the end of last year I had so much on my plate that I felt so disconnected to
Yes.
creation. And then
Yes.
once I started like really getting like my wellness routine back in, like getting my physical body ready again,
Yes.
like that's where that creativity started to flow. So it's
Yes.
like the importance of the vessel, like keeping the
I
vessel
love it.
clear and so things
Absolutely.
can flow through you.
Yes.
Like I love like keeping that mindset.
Wow. And that's where the inspiration comes in, where the creativity, that empowering type of limitless thoughts about what you can create without just thinking like with our blinders on. Like there's so
Exactly.
many times that we just have multiple veils that we're trying to work through, and there that creates stagnancy and just like this
way that we're being held back in life.
Yep,
And
exactly.
it's time is precious. And
It
we
is.
do control time. Like we
Yeah.
can make moments draw out to where we appreciate and fully embody those moments, each and every moment. Or we can just try to make it through each day. And it's like, okay, well, that becomes a life and a lifestyle. And before
Exactly.
we know it, we wake up and we're like, oh my gosh, where did those months or years go?
Where did they go?
How did they pass so
Yeah,
quickly?
exactly.
It's phone time
It's
and body
really
time, and
beautiful.
truly love and embrace it.
Yeah,
Each
exactly.
moment. Oh, Dr. Courtney, this was incredible. I am so thankful
Oh,
for this conversation.
likewise.
And I know we're going to have many more. So you'll be back on the Best Not
Yes.
Life
Can't
podcast
wait. I love it. Thank you
soon. Thank
so
you.
much. It was so good to get to connect and
Yes.
reconnect. And
Yes.
I can't wait to go hang out after this.
And we
Okay.
will make sure that we're including in the show notes all the ways to get in touch with you
Awesome.
and stay in tune with this amazing community, this village that you created, as well as check out your book. I'm so excited to read this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you all for joining us at the Resonant Life Podcast. We are so glad that you've listened to this episode, and we look forward to you joining us on the next one.
Bye.